Catch up when you wake up. Listen for the Wall Street Journal this morning, weekdays 5 to 7, Saturdays at 6. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, it's 1:32. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And Don Gerard is with us here. Hey, Don.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being on. Don is a candidate for Champaign Mayor. And last night, you know, obviously the city's trying to figure out where they're going to cut $2 million. And it looks like we're going to lose some some folks in the fire department and the police department.
Well, just to qualify that, I mean, just so people know that it's a little bit misleading. What they voted for was to continue down the path they are in discussions. I do not believe the vote for this will be until after the election.
Okay. All right.
So that's an important point, is that this is not a done deal. They're still discussing it. So it's still open to discussion.
Okay. And so what you did was you went into the city council last night and you had your own budget proposal for them to consider, correct?
Absolutely. On Friday morning, the city released their budget. That was the first opportunity it was made public for us to see what their plans were. We took that, and over the weekend, I spent my weekend, all of our free time, I spent my weekend with my team of advisors, and we had, some financial experts and then just some people, from the community, a businessman and, another person who works in education. Mm-hmm. And we just got together, and over the course of the weekend, we came up with a three-tiered plan that would save, not require any cuts in the first responders in times of crisis, our police and fire departments.
Yep.
It also employed financial responsibility, fiscal responsibility, mm-hmm. and the third was a shared responsibility amongst, from the top to the bottom. That we found areas above the direct service people where we felt their positions could be eliminated and salaries could be temporarily reduced to save those things.
Okay. Yeah, because it is so complicated. I'm trying to remember, Diane, we were talking about just the 1 month expense. I can't find that number of the bills that go out.
Yeah.
It was astounding. It was a million or more than a million.
I think it was 120 million or something. We were able to tap into the checkbook from December, really.
Yeah.
And everything was posted. I didn't realize all this is public record. That's great.
It is very expensive to run a city, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so for us everyday Janes here who are trying to understand, because it seems like, we've got a deficit, they've got to cut $2 million, and you always hear that services and first responders end up on the chopping block. So what you were able to do is kind of look at the numbers and figure out what can we do to not have to cut these people.
Right, and we tried to spread it out. So what we said was we can take a person from the information technology department, and we even looked at it from the personnel aspect of, and we do this, in my operations all the time, where we try to do more with less.
Yeah.
If a position is eliminated, then this person will take on more responsibilities. So we took someone from informational technology, or we suggested someone from the city manager's office, someone from the finance department, and one person from the legal department. And we thought we took those four salaries and we came up with $380,000, and that would, save quite a bit. And then my proposal was for the 13 highest paid employees of the city, the 13 highest paid employees of the city make $1.7 million in combined salaries. So do the math, you could divide, 13 into 1.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if we ask them to take a 10% cut for 1 year, that will save $170,000. And you can, there again, you can do the math, and you can look at the salaries for the person who is at the desk at the police department, at the front desk. You can look at their salary, and you can just plug one for the other. And, mm-hmm. And it seemed like very good sense to us.
Yeah, and because the current proposal is to just pull from the lower salaried city employees,
yes.
Correct?
And last night after the meeting, the mayor, I'm convivial. I have a cordial relationship with the mayor, and we were chatting, and he told me he was not allowed to ask the 13 highest paid employees for a 10% cut because they have contracts, was his exact word. Yeah, and to be honest, from what we have discovered, and we've done our homework,
mm-hmm.
That is not necessarily true. There are ways to ask for these reductions. And I think it's also, if you use the excuse someone has a contract and that contract can't be amended, people might have some thoughts on that as well.
Okay. And so Okay. There's just so much to this. It's kind of crazy. I don't know where to go next.
Well, when we're talking about the big picture as well, like one of the things that I think we really need to stress is we already have borrowed money. The pension debt is borrowed. We have a loan at 7% over 10 years. That is there. That's not a very good deal. That can be restructured. It can be restructured for 10 years, 15, 23, whatever we want to do, whatever the city wants to do, but they have to do requests for proposals. They have to seek that out. They have to, you know, find someone. And if they were to restructure, we think minimally that it would save, it would add $11 million to the budget over 3 years to keep us solvent. And this is the type of thing that people do all the time. And I know that the council was putting up a lot of examples of, don't want to be borrowing money, don't want to borrow. But ironically, the first thing when I met the mayor several months ago, the first thing he said to me, he shook my hand and said, I knew your father, Ed Girard. My father would loan people money. That's what he did. That was his business. He loaned small businesses and made personal loans.
Mm-hmm.
And what the mayor said to me was, your father loaned me money in the 60s, and it saved my life. Mm. And I just find it ironic now that we're talking about cutting firemen that the mayor is not comfortable with restructuring an existing loan. And that's what we're talking about, is we're talking about going back to the banks and saying, hey, what's a better deal we can get?
Okay. Well, hey, if you could refinance.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. The dialogue last night from the mayor was he's not comfortable refinancing. He thinks we should sit on 7%. I think 7% is a little high.
Me too.
I know there's variable factors, but I spoke with an economist. I put this out there, and it's something that, you know, successful cities do. Champaign has an excellent credit rating. We're not in a terrible situation here, but we don't want to get in a terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
And by keeping ourselves solvent, keeping our, you know, having more money available, I mean, to me, this is just common sense.
Okay.
Well, the people to whom I talk and the people who I'm working with and the people I talk to in the communities seem to agree with me that this is something that should be explored. And this is why we brought it to the council. And I'm chagrined that from Friday morning till basically Monday, we worked on this, or we worked on it Friday night till Sunday night. And so we had a weekend to work on it. We're paying a city, you know, department quite a bit of money to do these things. So, you know, we brought them our plan. So,
So hopefully it will be considered, because it can be considered, correct? They could take some of your proposals and enact them, could they not?
The city council is beholden to their constituents. So I think if they were to hear from people that this is something they want, I think that they would bring it back to the table.
They would do that.
But
okay.
Don, you're a constituent at this point. You're a City of Champaign resident, right?
So I walked right up last night with the plan in my hand and made my statement.
Yes. That's right.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Don Girard, and he is a Champaign mayor candidate. And, budget, we're trying to figure out where we're going to cut a couple of million more in the Champaign city budget. And city council had their meeting last night looking over some of the budget cuts. And Don showed up, and he had his own budget proposal, too, that he worked with. His proposal means that we wouldn't have to cut any police or firemen.
I would exempt all first responders in time of crisis. Police, fire is exempt from my plan completely. They remain wholly sound. And then the adjustments we make are at the administrative departments higher up, the people who do not deal directly with the community. They're in the financial department, they're in the legal department, informational technology,
mm-hmm.
as well as I noted, the employees who are making the largest salaries. So that's what we focused on for the first chunk, mm-hmm. 20 or 22%, and then the rest is contingent upon getting a better deal to refinance the debt that we already have.
Right, with the pensions. Okay, can you hang on a second and
sure, absolutely.
Help? Could you help us understand the pension system a little bit better for those of us who are trying to understand? Because, you keep hearing this over and over again from at the state level to, the national level and even to the local level, how the pension system works and how we end up paying those pensions. Is that
right? Well, some years ago, I think what happens is you have an obligation, the market fluctuates and so forth because, the money is invested. That you have to pay these pensions. So you mm-hmm. have an obligation, you have a debt, you have pensions that are due.
Mm-hmm.
What municipalities will do is they will borrow money and then just, you know, like you do with anything else, with your 401k or anything else, you just kind of, you put it, you try to be as conservative as you possibly can, but you get a lot of advice and you try to keep it safe, but you try to put it in something that's going to maximize, you know, the money that you can have to cover those debts.
Get your return.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, so this is something that we borrowed, Champagne borrowed, and they decided to do it at 10 years because that would be quicker and they felt that was more responsible. At this time, you know, we're in an economic situation where it makes more sense, I believe, to remain solvent, to keep our police and firefighters, you know, on the streets and in the firehouses and at the ready, and not have people working overtime or reducing, you know, positions or browning out fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically, I've refinanced my home. I think many people have. It's a very similar situation. Are there risks? Well, absolutely. I mean, everything is a risk. But I think the economy is on, you know, everything's pointing to, it's on the upturn. It's you know, if we don't, and if the economy were to collapse, well, we'd have bigger problems than our pension debt. So
yeah, that's a good
point. I think
that
it's the argument is a little bit, it's just not flying with me personally or the people I'm working with. So we're just going to keep.
And so if we could refinance the money borrowed for the pensions, we're at 10 years now. That would take it out to what? How many years?
You can refinance it now at 10 years and just get a different deal at a lower interest rate. I think we could do, we have it at 7 now. We might be able to go 10 years and do it at 5. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
This is something that a banker needs to come. And all the city has to do is RFP, request for proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And people will come. It's, you know, it's like there are lenders in our town who do this every day. Mm-hmm. But we have all kinds of banks and institutions and so forth who do these. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who will provide a plan. So
okay.
And that's, you know, one of the tenets of my plan, too, is like defer to the experts outside of the city. Don't just necessarily leave it up to the people who are, you know, to one small group of voices. We're in a competitive free market.
Mm-hmm.
Do a request for proposal and see if, you know, some lenders are going to have a better offer for us.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, on our Facebook page, MyConnect FM, I am going to post your proposal. Also a link to the city of Champaign's proposal. So people can get a look at both of the options and be able to compare.
And for listeners, not to get too scared, ours is very simple. It's very basic. It's very straight ahead. And we only focused on the things that we wanted to cut. So you're not going to have pages and pages and pages.
Well, yeah, it's only six pages.
It's really, I think it's about 3 or 4 pages.
Yes.
You know, and it's pretty plain. So it's pretty simple. So, if, you know, don't be afraid to click on there and take a look. I think you'll be pleased to see.
Right. Yeah, I was when I printed it off. At 6 pages, what? I think the city's is about 34 pages. That's not bad.
Right. And you know, and we're not talking about, you know, we're not touching into a lot of the other things. We just wanted to focus on a chunk of money to keep our first responders. That was our,
mm-hmm.
We had a weekend. So,
yeah, right.
So we took the weekend. You know, I took the weekend off and worked on the budget.
And worked on that. Well, that sounds, well, I mean, you've got a family and everything. And real quick, I know that you can talk to Don tonight. He's got a meet and greet at Boltini. Was 5 to 7? Is that the time?
Yes, Boltini Lounge in downtown, beautiful downtown Champaign. And the Friends of Don Gerard will have some nice hors d'oeuvres for you. And we'll have, I think we're going to have some T-shirts and buttons and things like that to give away. So stop by. I'll be there, business casual.
And just really,
and shaking hands. So.
And when is the election, Don? I know it's in April, but I can't forget.
April 5th. 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can learn more about Don, too, at dongerard.com. Dongerard.com. For our listeners who are tuned in right now who don't know anything about you, would you what would you say to them?
I love this city. I'm from Champaign. I went to public schools here. My kids are in public schools. I've owned businesses. My friends own businesses. I love this town, and I want to give back to it with service. The one question people ask is, why do you want to run for mayor? You know, why, are you crazy? And I say, I like helping people. And I want to contribute to my community. And there's an opportunity here, and I think I would be remiss in not taking, at least giving, you know, a try at, you know, taking that opportunity. So we're giving it a shot.
You've always been such a rockin' musician, Don. It's just a whole new image for you. I love it.
Well, you know, when you're in a band, every day you get up, you go out, you it's like a campaign. You get up, you try to figure out how to sell a few records, sell a few T-shirts. You try to maintain your credibility and stay honest. And and not put out anything that people are going to, you know, hate.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's kind of the same thing. We're, you know, we're just out there. We're true to our, we're trying to run a truthful campaign. We're trying to run an honest campaign, and we're just staying true to our message. And, you know, Champaign is a, it's just a fantastically dynamic, forward-thinking city, and it's rooted in small-town values, and I embrace all of those things. So, I mean, it's
That's awesome.
Boy, hey, he sounds like such a likable guy. I mean, geez. I mean, gosh. All right, so DonGerard.com. That's G-E-R-A-R-D.com. To learn more about Don, stop at a Boltini tonight, meet him, and you can ask him more about his budget proposal. And, gosh, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate you giving us a call and being on the show today.
Well, thank you, and I want to let you know that I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
right.
You know, my job doesn't always allow me to listen, but when I have the opportunities and I'm on break, you're on my radio in my car, and I really enjoy it. You guys
awesome.
Are doing a great job.
Well, we look forward to having you back, Don, and thanks so much.
Absolutely, anytime.
Connect FM.